just wanted to ask maybe Mike, because you gave a great talk at ASCO, to just introduce, and we could spend a lot of time talking about this, but introduce the concept of these small molecule B cell receptors, particularly adagrasib and ibrutinib, but now, as you hear in this case, as you know, other agents being developed in terms of how they work and sort of globally what we're seeing in terms of responses.
Yeah, well, it is a very exciting area right now, and I think a lot of us are thinking hard about how to, incorporate these regimens into not only treatment of relapse patients, but maybe bringing them toward the front line. So it's going to be a very dynamic area over the next few years. So a number of molecules have been looked at. Jonathan reported a SYK inhibitor at ASH several years ago. Of course, the BTK inhibitor is ibrutinib, and you heard about AVL. Idelalisib that targets PI3 kinase delta, which is the isoform most commonly expressed in the B cell malignancies. And there are other now multiple isoform inhibitors of PI3 kinase. But taken together, each of these molecules seems to have not only impressive but fairly dramatic activity in relapsed and refractory disease as a single agent. Most of them are oral, and they seem to overcome patients who are refractory to other traditional therapies and to overcome, as in this case, people with adverse subtypes such as the 17p deleted CLL. So by themselves, they've got a lot of activity. Complete remissions with them are relatively unusual, but responses are often impressively quick. One of the things that's been observed in some cases has been that even with a good response, when people progress on therapy, that progression can be pretty dramatic as well, with a very rapid progression. So a lot of us are thinking about ways to combine drugs or use different maintenance approaches to keep the disease under good control. But I think the way we manage B cell malignancies, especially CLL and indolent lymphomas, over the next 3 to 5 years is going to change significantly from a cytotoxic-based approach to more immunotherapy-targeted molecule approaches.